Today, we'd like to study the title of My Unbelief in Mark chapter 9, verse 14 to 32. To online words people, we'd like to suggest the four questions. Number one, question one. In verse 18, and wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, but they could not. What is the characteristic of the mute spirit? Question 2, in verse 22, and often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have a compassion on us and help us. What should a helped person watch for? Question 3. In verse 24, immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. What does the unbelief mean? Last question, in verse 32, but they did not understand this saying and were afraid to ask him. Why were they afraid to ask Jesus? Mark chapter 9, verse 1 and 2, and Jesus said to them, to his disciples, assuredly I say to you that there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God present with power. Now, after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up on a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. Here, transfiguration manifested the Son of God, who is Jesus, to Peter, James, and John, only 3 disciples among 12 disciples. Then, Mark chapter 9, verse 9, now as they came down from the mountain, they, meaning the 3 disciples and Jesus, Jesus commanded them, 3 disciples, Peter, James, John, that they should tell no one the things they had seen, which is transfiguration, until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. Jesus here mentions resurrection from the dead. Then verse 14, and when Jesus came to the disciples, so disciples, the left 9 disciples stayed at the bottom of the mountain. He saw a great multitude, great people around them, and scribes disputing with them. Scribes disputed with the disciples. Scribes had intentional unbelief in Jesus, who is the Son of God, especially the Almighty God here. The disciples have weak belief, wanting to believe fully without doubt at all. So they are arguing each other. Immediately when they saw Jesus, all the people were greatly amazed, were greatly glad, and running to Jesus, greeted him, saluted Jesus, and Jesus asked the scribes who had intentional unbelief in Jesus, who is the Son of God, what are you discussing with them? Actually, what are you arguing with the disciples? Then one of the crowd answered and said, Teacher, I brought to you my son. So here we know The answering person is this son's father. I brought to you my son, who has a mute spirit. Mute means dumb spirit, not able to speak spirit. Here we note that this boy was possessed by a demon. A demon is a slave of Satan. Satan, which is the head of all demons. And wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. Here is a seizure symptom or epilepsy symptom. Here, Satan possessed this boy by showing seizure or epilepsy symptom. The mute spirit, as a slave of Satan, is a destroyer. Verse 22, in this context, say, to destroy him. Often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water, into the fire to burn him, and into the water to drown him in order to destroy him. So the Satan's characteristic, always destroying somebody, not edifying. Also, Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, nor let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed by serpents, which are demons, nor complain, as some of them also complained, and were destroyed by the destroyer, which is Satan. So here, question one, we can see the mute spirit characteristic is to destroy somebody. Then, so I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, but they could not. So here, they meaning the nine disciples should cast out the demon or the mute spirit or dumb spirit, but they could not. Because they received the power to cast out the demons, and they did so previously. Mark chapter 6, verse 7 and 13. And Jesus called the 12 to himself and began to send them out two by two and gave them power over unclean spirits, which are demons. And they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them. But here, they could not cast it out, although they received the power from God. So why not? We are seeing continually. Verse 19, Jesus answered him and said, O faithless generation, Jesus answered, because of they have no faith, no belief. So actually, which means weak faith, with doubt. How long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me. Then they brought him to Jesus, and when he saw him, the mute spirit saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him or shook him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed completely, fell down, foaming at the mouth. So, probably previously to the disciples too, they easily would lose the focus on the calling of Jesus, who is the Son of God, especially the Almighty God here, weakening their faith. So this father brought this boy to the left of nine disciples. Obviously, this boy, same happening, manifesting the seizure, epilepsy symptom, That's why disciples simply lost their calling of God to cast out demons. So they had no exercise the power to cast it out because of weakening faith. So then, verse 21. So Jesus asked his father, how long has this been happening to him? And he said, from childhood, his father, from childhood and often he, the boy, has thrown him both into the fire to burn him, to kill him, and into the water to drown him, to kill him, in order to destroy him. Destroy him is the characteristic of Satan and devil. Devil never edifies the person, so always destroying people. But if you can do anything, have a compassion on us and help us. Question two, so what should help the person watch for? Watch for, many people come to the Lord only for benefits, prosperity, or gifts, but not really interested in their life controlled by and filled with the Spirit of God. No witness to Christ, no fruit of the Spirit, which is love, agape love, no salt and light of the world. Book of Acts chapter 1, verse 8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall be witnesses to me, to Christ, in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Basically, everywhere you become witness to Christ when you receive the Holy Spirit in the fullest. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, agape love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. So fruit of the Holy Spirit or byproduct of the Holy Spirit is agape love, joy, peace, long-suffering, or patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, not laziness, gentleness, self-control. Also, Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 and 14, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. So, Jesus' warning here. Also, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 and 10, the Bible talks about the gift of the Spirit to another faith by the same Spirit. Right here, the faith is an issue. Faith is a gift of God. To another gift of healings by the same Spirit. To another, to working of miracles. So you may move a mountain, a lot of miracles, and cancer might be healed. To another, prophecy, so deliver God's word. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. Then Jesus' warning, Matthew chapter 7, verse 22-23. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, so exercise the gift, cast out demons in your name, exercise gift, and done many wonders, exercise divine gift in your name. And then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me. Why? You who practice lawlessness, the violation of the Word of God. Basically, they exercise the gift of God for against the Word of God. That's a problem. So help the person watch for the fullness of the Spirit. So they should be witness to Christ or a salt and light of the world. Also overflow agape love to others. That is, we should practice His word in His ways for His pleasure. Then, verse 23, Jesus said to him, the young boy, Father, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes, because nothing is impossible to Jesus, who is the Son of God, the Almighty. Then verse 24, immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Here, my unbelief means no belief in Jesus, who is the Son of God, especially the Almighty God here. Also, not only no belief, also weak belief with doubts, which is not 100% belief. So in this context, if you believe 99% belief, but the 1% doubt, that in this context considered as the unbelief. So belief definition, 100% belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then verse 25, when Jesus saw that the people came running together, Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, deaf and dumb spirit, or and mute spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more. Why Jesus, the last point, state, enter him no more? Because the demons always are seeking a body to dwell. One example, Luke chapter 11, verse 25 to 26. This is the demon was cast out over certain man's body. When he comes, he finds it swept and put in order. He, which is a demon, then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there. The last state of dead man is worse than the first. Also, another example, so the demon, the group of demons, all of them dwell in the pits, the herd of pigs. So demons always are seeking to dwell in human bodies or animal bodies. So that's why Jesus mentioned that, enter him no more. So you should not enter the little boy again no more. So the safe way, the security way to prevent the entering demon, you should believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Because at the same time when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, the Spirit of Christ or the Holy Spirit dwells in each believer. That's why the Christ already got victory over devils. Verse 26, then the spirit or evil spirit cried out, convulsed him, shook him greatly, and came out of him, and he became as one dead, as if he is dead. So that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and in fact, he arose. Then verse 28, and when Jesus had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately or secretly, why could we not cast it out? So in this context, we see they lost the focus on Jesus, who is the Son of God, the Almighty, who gave the the power to cast out to him when the demons demonstrated its power, convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and watered, foaming at the mouth. Verse 29, so Jesus said to them, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. This kind of a high-ranked demon, probably this demon, very high-ranked demon, so by prayer and fasting, prayer for the Lord to cast it out, the demon, in Jesus' name, not disciples' fleshy power. So prayer simply meaning, let the Lord cast it out, the demon, in Jesus' name. Fasting to focus on the spirit, far from the flesh. So fasting, the stopping eating food, so more focus on the spirit rather than the flesh. Verse 30, then they departed from there and passed through Galilee, and Jesus did not want anyone to know it, because he taught his disciples and said to them, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And after he is killed, he will rise the third day. Again, Jesus gave a lesson, so his resurrection from the dead. But they did not understand this saying. They did not understand this teaching over Jesus' resurrection from the dead, and were afraid to ask him. Why were they afraid to ask him? The disciples and Peter were rebuked over his previous question over his death. Because of that, Mark chapter 8, verse 33, the disciple Peter rebuked Jesus not to say his death. Then, but when Jesus had turned around and looked at his disciples, Jesus rebuked Peter, saying, get behind me, Satan, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of man. Because of that, disciples were afraid to ask Jesus. Let's see each question. Question 1 in verse 18. And wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, but they could not. What is the characteristic of the mute spirit? The characteristic is to dispute the people. In verse 22, also the other Bible, Satan, the destroyer. Question 2, in verse 22, and often he had thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. What should a helped person watch for? That answer, many people come to the Lord only for benefit, prosperity of gifts, but not really interest in their life, controlled by and filled with the Spirit of God. So, no witness to Christ, no fruit of the Spirit, no salt and light of the world. Therefore, we should practice His word in His ways for His pleasure in the Holy Spirit. Question 3, in verse 24, immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. What does the unbelief mean? Unbelief means no belief in Jesus, who is the Son of God, especially the Almighty God here. Also, weak belief with doubts. So not 100% belief considered as unbelief in this context. The last question 4 in verse 32. But they did not understand this saying and were afraid to ask him. Why were they afraid to ask Jesus? Because the disciples and Peter were rebuked over Peter's previous question of his death. That's the reason. Also, one more, please note that here, note that this seizure symptom caused by the demon, not by a disorder disease of a nervous cell activity in a brain. Please note that. This seizure symptom possessed by the mute spirit, which is the devil, not disease. So some people, one of the church members, she's a very mature Christian, but she's suffering seizure. So because a born-again Christian, already the Holy Spirit dwells in each believer. So dwell the Holy Spirit, the Satan never dwells in the world the Holy Spirit place. That's the bottom line. So please note that. Although the symptom is the same or similar, you know, but the Christians who suffer a seizure, we cannot say possessed by demon. That's totally against the Bible. Okay, let's sing song all together. Our last song on bulletin, page 40, number 5. Page 40, number 5.